Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment of the Laws of Washing for Bread. Of course, it's a very standard aspect of Jewish halachic life, this idea of washing for a meal, washing tefillos yadayim for a meal that involves bread. What is the source? What is the reason? It is a rabbinic mitzvah to wash for bread. There is a very famous reason cited, which has to do with what's called srach truma. Srach truma means the defilement of truma. We know there's a halacha that truma, the food given to the kohen, the grains given to the kohen, the mitzvah is that the kohen has to eat this truma b'tahara. He has to be ritually pure when he eats the truma, and the food itself always needs to be kept ritually pure. And therefore, the Rabbanan, as a general practice, stated that before a Kohen sits down to eat bread that is truma, he needs to wash his hands. The idea of washing his hands is making sure that he is ritually pure at that point and will not render the truma to be impure. Now, why was it specifically for bread? It just happens to be that bread was a very common use for the grains that Kohanim would receive in Truma. It could be other things. Theoretically speaking, if a Kohen knew his hands to be impure when eating any Truma item, he would need to wash his hands first. But the Rabbanan weren't going to make that rule across the board. So they said that we're going to say, if he's eating bread, because that's a very common Truma application, if he's eating bread, he needs to wash his hands before he eats the bread. The Rabbanan were so concerned about this that they said all Jews need to wash their hands before they eat the bread. Because if I, a Yisrael, am sitting with a Kohen and I go to wash my hands before I eat the bread, he's going to do so also. But if there's no halacha for me to do so, it's extremely possible that he'll forget himself and not wash his hands. And maybe this time his hands are ritually impure and he'll render the truma impure. So that's why even non-Kohanim wash before eating bread. And just so this practice is clearly cemented and everybody knows what to do, we maintain the practice even at a time like today where we don't have Kohanim eating Truma, when there's not so much clarity as to who is who. Kohanim don't eat Truma, and therefore still we have the practice of washing. All of us have the practice of washing specifically for bread. Now, again, though, if a Kohen were to eat Truma of any other type other than bread, if he knew his hands to be impure, he would certainly need to wash his hands. But if not, he would not be obligated to wash his hands. People frequently ask, what do we mean when we say bread? For many halachos, and this is one of them, bread is something made from flour of barley, rye, oat, wheat, or spelt. So for example, if a person has some type of gluten issue and they only have oat-based bread or spelt-based bread, they would wash and bench for that also. There is a second reason cited for the idea of washing for bread, and that is a general concept of nikios and kedusha, of cleanliness and sanctity. The Gemara cites the beautiful pasuk, beautiful phrase in the pasuk, v'yiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim, that you must sanctify yourselves and then you will be holy, and applies one of these directives of sanctification to the washing before one eats. And by the way, the other one is for washing after one eats, this idea of mayim achronim, which maybe we'll discuss some other time. Just philosophically, it's a fascinating thing to think about, that we believe that the Torah Jew has all aspects of his or her life guided by God and his precepts and his ethics. And so you would think, okay, you know, that's all fine and well when I'm in shul. That's all fine and well when I'm interacting with other people. I'm just sitting down for a pastrami sandwich. Okay, so there are laws of kosher.